Greetings and good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Mark Fraley Podcast. Today is September 29, 2017. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Nashville. The temperatures are in the mid-70s, and it's significantly cooler than it has been. It feels like fall is coming on. We have had some luck with a fall garden this year, harvesting some spinach and lettuce right now, and the last of the tomatillas. I had a chance this week to visit an old friend, Sharon Patterson Bracey, at her place in Jolton, Tennessee, a 20-minute drive north from downtown Nashville, and I felt like I was really out in the country. Sharon has a unique story to tell about her history as a Tennessee State Parks ranger naturalist. She was among the very first women to be commissioned as a law enforcement officer in the State Parks Division. Sharon is trained as a biologist with a master's degree in botany. Her special interest has always been nature study with a focus on wild foods. Together with her husband Mark, they grow grapes, many of which are native varieties, and other berries, blackberries, etc., figs, raise bees for honey at their homestead in Jolton. Though now retired from state parks, she frequently does educational programs at the parks, which focus on wild foods. She has also created a Facebook page called Eating Wild. She has a program upcoming at Cedars of Lebanon State Park as part of their CCCWPA Days, which will be taking place October 7, 2017. And so I hope you'll enjoy my visit, although brief, with Sharon Patterson Bracey. So welcome to the Mark Fraley Podcast, Sharon Patterson Bracey. Glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
So tell us where we are, Sharon.
We're up in Jolton, Tennessee, on our property with about 21 acres. Okay. And this is my little park.
Sharon, I drove up here today from downtown Nashville. I come up old Clarksville Highway and came up the ridge. I guess you'd call it the Highland Rim. And you're up at the top of that ridge. And it's a stunningly beautiful place you've got here.
It's wonderful. This is like a little park with turkey, deer, raccoon, possum, armadillo, it's come in. Just about anything out there in the woods.
This property is a property that's been in your husband's family for many years.
Right. Okay. It was it's hereditary land, 21 acres here, and we did about 34 years ago, we built a house here, got married, expanded, and spend most of the time mowing grass, it seems like.
Well, let's let my audience know a little bit more about you. I've known you for 30 years or more. Mm-hmm. I first met you in the division, when you came into the Division of Parks. I was at that time in the Planning Division. But tell us about you're from Athens, Tennessee area.
Right. I was born in Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, gee.
My father was in service during the Korean War. Okay. And I was happened just to be born up there, and then went from there to San Antonio. And then my father and mother had family in Athens, and we was raised in Athens, Tennessee. Went to Macon County High School, graduated from there. Went 1 year to Cleveland State. It was too close to home, so I went to Middle Tennessee State, and came over here and spent 10 years in Middle Tennessee.
So what did you study at MTSU?
I had a degree in biology and a recreation and agriculture minor. Then I got on with state parks as a seasonal in 75 and 76. I worked at Cedars of Lebanon as a seasonal. And in 77, I worked at Fall Creek Falls.
Well, that's when that park first opened.
I was one of the first seasonals. Yeah. There were several seasonals, but I'd always been up there. We camped as when I was smaller. We would always go camping, and we'd go to Fall Creek Falls, and you had going back right. There was no inn, and it was just a camping area.
Right.
And that's how I got interested in being a naturalist. And I knew when I was in high school, I was going to be a ranger. And they said, no, you can't be a ranger. You're a female. I said, just watch.
We were talking earlier about your observations about coming into that service and going through the police academy. And you were telling me about them fixing you out in a uniform for the first time.
Oh, yes. When I got on, Bobby Harbin took me over to Kay's uniform and trying to find a woman's outfit. They didn't make those, so they had to alter everything. The pockets were right next to each other. The boots didn't quite fit because they didn't have female boots. The shirts didn't fit right, and they had to alter all those. They wanted you to have a skirt, and so they made a skirt, and it was horrible.
So is it literally true that you were the first commissioned woman state park ranger?
As a naturalist.
Okay.
Now, Sherry Spain was our first woman ranger.
Okay.
And she went to police academy, too, and I think she lasted about maybe 3 years.
Where was she? Where was Sherry?
She was down at Grundy County.
South Cumberland.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So they put me in as a naturalist, and I worked in out of central office for about a year. My first assignment was at Burgess Falls. Well, that was when at the planting stage, and my job was drive my car up there and get all the trash out of the tree that all the Tennessee Tech kids would put in. I would drive up there and get all the trash and come back. Well, that was the ranger job. But before that, I was when I first started with Parks, after 3 years as a seasonal, I ended up being a typist at the central headquarters there across from Centennial Park,
and I tried 2611 West End Avenue.
Yes, sir. Exactly. And I typed address labels and stuffed envelopes, and then Buck Allison came down and said, hey, I see that you're number one on the register for a ranger. And he said, I didn't know that you were going to be a ranger. And I said, I've always wanted to be one. So
now, Commissioner Allison was the commissioner of conservation during the Blanton years. Mm-hmm. So his office, I guess, was on the second floor or third floor in that building. But
he was on the third floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Top floor.
Okay. And so you got on. You got hired on.
I got hired on, and I went to a lot of changes, and finally in 1978 I went to the police academy. I went to mountain search and rescue training, and I did all the EMT. I got all my credentials, and so finally I think there was a position opened up when Thurman Mullins left Cedars of Lebanon to go with Charlie Daniels. I ended up being a naturalist for Cedars of Lebanon, and I moved up there and worked there 6 years as a naturalist.
You, and as a naturalist there, you were responsible not only for programming at that park, but for parks in the Middle Tennessee region, or were you just...
No, this was just this park. I was a ranger naturalist for Cedars of Lebanon, and working with the Nature Center, a commissioned officer. I did patrol at night, general maintenance, clean bathrooms. We did it all, checking campers. So a ranger is not just the glorified position. You did everything, you run change to the swimming pool, you help with injuries, you had bike wrecks, it was just always something going on. And my house happened to be right next to everything. So anybody who wanted a ranger would come right to my little house, right in the middle of the park. All the injuries in the ball field, or if someone was drunk or something, it was across, or there's a raccoon in their tent, they would come to my house, and it was always something going on. There was a lot of really funny stories.
So you ended up becoming a regional regional naturalist, I guess, as part of program
right.
services.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your work in that.
Okay,
area.
In that, I had a region that all the way from southeast Tennessee, the Hiwassee River, all the way to the Tennessee River. Okay. And so it was a pretty wide area. Bobby Fulcher was in one area, and then I was in one.
Bobby was up in East Tennessee.
And right. Charlie Norwell was in West Tennessee.
Right.
So we were all in program services, and we worked with program services, developing programs, being assistant to those, working in research. Any nature center that needed some work, we were the technical of visors.
So you'd travel from park to park. Mm-hmm. So you might go to Montgomery Bell one day. You'd go to
Davy Crockett, right. Henry Horton,
right.
Dunbar Cave, Hiwassee River.
Help them with the programs that they have to offer the public and that sort of thing.
Right.
Interpretation.
I did a lot of programs too that maybe children had programs and they had a special event and I would do the special event, or they do need a nature hike and I would do nature hikes with them, and I had a lot of fun, but there was a lot of work too.
A lot of traveling.
A lot of travel.
Lots of time in the car.
And in the meantime, I've had two kids, and one was 2 and 4 when I finally had to leave and take care of kids for a while.
So you left, and then you have been a school teacher and done a bunch of other things since that time.
Right. After I left the parks, we started a vineyard, and I have now about 200 grapevines, 100 blackberries. We have figs, we have blueberries, we have just different. We have edible landscape is what we have up here in the woods, what you can grow.
You've got honeybees.
And we do have 7 hives of bees this year, so that keeps us pretty busy.
And you have developed an interest in food and with your grapes and what you've talked about, the edible landscape. But you're also interested in literally wild foods.
Right. The wild foods, I've been doing this since I was a seasonal. You didn't make a lot of money working for the state as a seasonal.
Okay.
Or even as a typist. I think it was $400 a month. And that's your starting pay. So the joke was that we would have people come in to eat and we didn't have enough food. If we would go out and get dandelions and have fritters. And I noticed when I was doing my botany classes in graduate school, I was in grad school for 10 years at MTSU. I couldn't go full-time always, but when I was at Cedars-Lebanon, I would go at night and work on my master's.
In botany?
In botany.
Okay.
So part of mine was ethnobotany, which you would see how different cultures use the food. And then you would see that these were edible, but they didn't have recipes on how to produce them, you know, how to make them edible or palatable. So I would create recipes, and I know before my husband and I got married, he would come up to the park and I would create a dish like daylily buds on a bed of rice was one of the first one I gave him. I sauteed some daylily buds, put it with rice, put it on some soy sauce on it, and he thought it was pretty good. So he's always been a really good critiquer on some of my recipes. So I had, for about 10, 15 years, I would be making these recipes up. And finally, after I left the state and after I quit teaching, I taught 9 years at Davidson Academy. 2 years I was teaching, I was substitute teaching. But after I left that, I wrote my book, compiled it, and now I have a book called Eating Wild.
And where can people get that book?
In my workshops.
Okay.
I really don't have it on Amazon or anything like that. It's just when I do my programs that I'll sell my book, and it's $5, and it's has about 100 recipes, and also has wild game, because for the last 30 years I've been doing a edible wild food program and outdoor program at Fall Creek Falls. This has been going on under Wild Foods Day. And we go into the kitchen and we have all types of game, anything from dove, groundhog, elk, antelope, emu, whatever people donate. Of course, we always have a lot of turkey and venison and wild boar. So we create recipes with what we have on hand, and we always have a wonderful time doing this.
So when do you have programs coming up? We're sitting here talking today in September 27th, 2017. When do you have another program coming up?
I have one October the 7th. I will be set up at Cedars-Lebanon State Park.
Okay.
For their CCC WPA Day.
All right. And do you have programs out into the future already planned, or that?
Usually after October, it kind of dies down. But I do garden clubs. I've done, you know, master gardener classes. I do some at Beeman Park in the spring. Usually it starts in the spring, and there's a little lull in the summer, and then back in the fall. All right. There's so many weekends, you know, that you can do this. So,
you know, Sharon, I have a garden in my backyard, and I have tried to grow grapes in the remote past. It's been 10 or 15 years ago, and had no luck with them at all. I guess the climate here in Middle Tennessee is difficult for grapes.
It is.
Because of high humidities.
High humidity. They like it hot and dry. And we've not had hot and dry this summer that we've had in the past. Right. So the grapes did not do as well as I anticipated. Plus, you're always having to fight birds and animals. And we had to put ours under nets if I'm going to get anything.
Right. And you grow some native type of grapes, but you also grow some hybrid grapes.
Right.
Tell us more about that.
We have seven different varieties. The Native American starts with the Cinciana, which is very similar to the fox grape, the Concord, Delaware, and the Catawba. Those have been the four, you know, basic Native American. The French hybrids, we grow Chamberson, Saval, and Leon Malot. And those are mostly for wine grapes.
Okay. And when you get a sizable harvest, do you can these things yourself, or do you make wine out of them, or do you sell the grapes? What do you do with them?
We used to make wine, but we have some local winemakers that would come in, and they'd buy some, and they'd make their wine. And then I have sold some to wineries when we have a bumper crop. And I haven't found locals, but usually the wine store in off of Charlotte, they would say, you know, anybody want fresh grapes, they'd call me, and I would usually have them ordered. I had some people call me in January and pre-order 200 or 300 pounds, so I really didn't have to do a lot of marketing.
That's a lot of grapes, 200 or 300 pounds. What?
That's just a one variety.
Okay.
And it produces about 1,500. Pounds.
Your total vineyard mm-hmm. does. Wow, that's a lot of grapes. Mm-hmm. Wow, terrific. You took me for a tour of your property here, and you showed me different places where you have a forested area back behind your house. Looks like you have a lot of hickory and oak and other things back in there. You have naturally occurring mushrooms. Tell us more about that.
We have an area behind the house that produces the chanterelles, which are fabulous eating. Also, I've harvested morels in April, and I usually start like the last, about the middle of March, and goes to the middle of April, and I harvest morel mushrooms. Last year was not a very good year, but we've had some years I get a couple hundred morels behind the house.
Nice. And you just use them for yourself and eating for your
Or take them to my wild food programs, and then we can use them. I try to harvest as much as I can, so when I do have a program, I'll have the food available for them. I just harvested passion fruit, and I had some help of Candy Swan. She helps me get it. And then I have some other people that I call and say, I need to come over your property, and I need to go pick this, or I just go out and get sumac to make, you know, sumac tea, or I've got plenty of sassafras here. But if I'm having to go out and get these for programs, I just go out and, you know, my pawpaws. I have my little spots that I have pawpaws that I just
you
got.
Know
those.
Whether you're
I know
find
where
some.
I'm going. Yeah. After 30, 40 years, I know exactly where I'm going to get my supply.
If people wanted to keep up with you and what your activities are, do you have a Facebook page for your wild foods
program? It's called Eating Wild.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Okay, so if we go onto Facebook,
I was going to have a web page, but it took too much time, and I had to do a lot of inside work, and I'm not much in inside work.
So I will let people know how to find your Facebook page, mm-hmm. And so. keep in touch with us here on our Facebook page, and we'll post a notice of Sharon's Wild Foods programs so that people can take advantage of those. Sharon, thanks for taking some time to speak with me today.
Oh, thank you. Enjoyed it.